USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he won't support the $1.75 trillion social safety net expansion bill until there is greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
I will not support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it will have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people. Every elected representative needs to know what they are voting for and the impact it has, not only on their constituents, but the entire country.
Robert Durst was indicted Monday for murder in the death of his first wife, Kathy Durst, who disappeared nearly four decades ago. Durst, 78, was charged by a Westchester County grand jury in an indictment Monday with murder in the second degree, the office of New York's Westchester County District Attorney announced. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
A judge on Monday suspended a December 31st deadline for Chicago police officers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, but didn't interfere with the requirement that they be regularly tested. Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara shames the city.
It is literally a dictatorship, and shame on the 30 aldermen that voted no.
Disputes over vaccinations should be submitted to an arbitrator as a labor grievance, Cook County Judge Raymond Mitchell said. The effect of this order is to send these parties back to the bargaining table and to promote labor peace by allowing them to pursue remedies under Illinois law, Mitchell said. The U.S. Treasury said on Monday it plans to borrow $1.015 trillion in the fourth quarter, more than the August estimate of $703 billion due to having a lower balance at the beginning of the quarter. The fourth quarter estimate assumes an end-of-year cash balance of $650 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe appears to be on the defensive as GOP opponent Glenn Youngkin picks up steam.
With Election Day Tuesday, one of the most looked at races within the country is the race for Virginia governor. Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin tells Fox News he's winning over independents.
We're winning independent vote by double digits. We've got Democrats walking across the aisle. This is what unity looks like.
Meanwhile, Democratic candidate for Governor Terry McAuliffe says Youngkin is not bringing the state together like he's trying to advertise he is.
What bothers me to my core is what this man is doing. He's dividing parents against parents, parents against school boards. He's using your children as political pawns in his campaign.
Youngkin says parents should be able to have a decision in what their children learn in school, while McAuliffe does not. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense has been ordered to outline in detail how service members can apply for religious exemptions to its COVID-19 vaccine mandate, as well as how officials decide whether to approve or deny such requests. Pentagon officials must explain in detail how troops can apply for a religious exemption, the procedure for resolving the request, the criteria by which applications are judged, and the procedure the people deciding on each request use to judge them. The Pentagon must file the details by November 12th. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.